In our previous shiurim, we've been discussing the characteristics and what makes up a Rishus Rabban. There's a very interesting tshuva that the Avnei Nezer in Chelek Or Chaim Simen Reish Ayin Gimel quotes the Kutna Rav, the Yeshuas Malka, that wants to make the following distinction. He says as follows: when does Rashi say that a city has to have 600,000 people? That's only in a city. He says because in a city, it's common to have many people. And that's where you're going to have the requirement to have 600,000 people. On the other hand, a road, as long as it's a commonly traveled road, says the Yeshuas Malkai, you won't have to have 600,000 people. The Avnei Nezer disagrees. He doesn't understand this distinction. He says that if Rashi requires 600,000 people, because Rashi is following what was in the Midbar, it makes no difference if it's the road or it's the actual city. It could well be that the Yeshuas Malkai bases his distinction, going back to what Tosfos said, and we quoted the Tosfos here on Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Tosfos on Daf Vav Amud Aleph ask the question. Tosfos says that how could Rashi say that an area to be considered a Rishus Rabban has to have 600,000 people when the Gemara in the Sechta Shabbos taught us that the area of the Agolos, where the Agolos traveled, were Rishus Rabban. And ask Tosfos that the place where the Agolos were, between the Agolos, under the Agolos, near the Agolos, certainly there weren't 600,000 people walking there. So how could those areas be considered a Rishus Rabban? But according to the Yeshuas Malkai explanation, Tosfos Kasha is no longer difficult. Because the areas where the Agolos traveled were the roads. Are the roads, the Yeshuas Malkai says, that even Rashi agrees we don't have to have 600,000 people for an area to be considered a Rishus Rabban. And therefore, for an area to be considered, so therefore, Tosfos Kasha from the area of the Agolos is no longer a question. Only the general marketplace, that's where it's going to have 600,000 people to be considered a Rishus Rabban. It's interesting that the Avnei Nezer and that tshuva, as I just mentioned, makes a very interesting distinction between countries that are democracies and versus countries that are under a dictatorship. He says that only in a country which is a democracy, and it's not that the government is all-powerful. There's a constitution, there are elected officials. He says that's where you could have a Rishus Rabban. But in a country which is a dictatorship, and the government, the king, whoever, can make a decision that this should be a public place, this should not be a public place, since it's not an area where there's real freedom, and it's an area that today could be a public place, and tomorrow cannot be a public place. Therefore, says the Avnei Nezer, in such a country, you wouldn't have a Rishus Rabban. Interesting to note, however, that Rav Moshe, in the Shalos HaTshuvos Or Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Simen, Kuf Lamites, takes an opposite approach. He says that this, that the Mechaber quoted the Yesh Oimrim, that if you don't have 600,000 people, so the Mishnah Berura makes a very interesting observation in that Mechaber. When the Mechaber mentions this opinion, that you have to have 600,000 people, the Mechaber doesn't just say that you have to have 600,000 people in that Yesh Oimrim. Let's read the Yesh Oimrim again. The Yesh Oimrim says there, Yesh Oimrim shekosh ein shishim ruba oivrim boy b'chol yoy ein Rishus Rabban. So the Shulchan Aruch is saying not only does this opinion hold that you have to have 600,000 people, but you have to have 600,000 people every day. So he explains as follows. If you have a road on which you don't have 600,000 people traveling every day, it's not a Rishus Rabbim. When is it not required that you have to have every day 600,000 people? It's only in a place that's really a public place. So the fact that you'll find a day that there are no 600,000 people, because it's a day off and everybody's on vacation, and that's why the streets are empty, that doesn't make it, that's not a Rishus Rabbim. So he makes the so he's making the point as follows, Ramosha. He says, the Yeshuas Malkai said that for an order for a road to be considered a Rishus Rabbim, you don't have to have 600,000 people. In order for a city to be considered a Rishus Rabbim, you have to have 600,000 people. Says Ramosha, just the opposite. A road is only defined as a Rishus Rabbim if there are constantly 600,000 people traveling on it. On the other hand, a city is a city. And if this is a city with 600,000 people, the fact that on one day you won't have 600,000 people, it won't make it that it's not a city. Again, the very same concept, that the definition of a city is not by the number of people. If it's a public city, a metropolis, that makes it into Rishus Rabbim, even if you don't find 600,000 people on any one on some specific days. And that's why we could answer, because the Mishnah Berurah is very troubled with the B'chol Yoyim. He says that even if we're going to follow the opinion of Rashi, and we quoted the Rashi's here from our Masechta and Erev and Avov, nowhere did Rashi say B'chol Yoyim. And all of a sudden, the Shulchan Aruch adds the word B'chol Yoyim. So many Mefarshim suggest that the B'chol Yoyim, there are other Rishonim, there's the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and that there are other Rishonim that include the B'chol Yoyim, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch is based on. It's sort of difficult because the Shulchan Aruch certainly, it seems, is following the opinion of Rashi. So why over here is he not quoting Rashi all the way? But the way we're explaining, it's very geschmack. Because the Shulchan Aruch, when it's speaking about the B'chol Yoyim, is speaking about the road. In the road, you have to have 600,000 people, B'chol Yoyim. When we speak about the city, Rashi indeed holds, you don't have to have B'chol Yoyim every day, 600,000 people. So what is the Halacha L'maisa about this B'chol Yoyim? So as I said, the Shulchan Aruch says B'chol Yoyim, and even though the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkaton Chaf Dalid, Chipasti B'chol HaRishonim Hoin B'shita Zu V'loi Nisgru B'dvreim T'nai Zeh, nowhere does it say it, but as I said, the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, the Ran in Masechet Shabbos, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the Smag, all say that you have to have, they all use this word, kol yoyim. Now the question is, so if you have to have 600,000 people, what does that mean? The Beis Ephraim in Simen Chav Vov says that you have to have, when it speaks about 600,000 people, doesn't mean that physically there's 600,000 people every day. It just has to be that there's a potential for 600,000 people to pass there every day. And in fact, he quotes a Ritva later in Masechta, Daf Nun Tes Amin Aleph, that says that as long as it's potential to have 600,000 people, that's enough to have a din of Rishus Rabbim. And in fact, he says, Yerushalayim did not have 600,000 people every day. They had many people gathering there, and of course during the Yom Tov time there were 600,000 people, and that's enough that it should be considered a Rishus Rabbim. And so does the Marsham Paskin in Chelek Gimel Simen Kuf Pei Ches, and the Miches Yitzchak in Chelek Ches Simen Lamed Beis. Ramosha in Arachayim Simen Kuf Lamates disagrees. And he, even though Ramosha, as we know, has a very strict opinion as far as Hilchus Ervin are concerned, he says, he holds that there has to be 600,000 people. You have to have a road or at least a city in which 600,000 people pass. And then Ramosha has another very interesting kula. Ramosha holds that how do you measure a city? You have some very large cities. And if you take the entire city into consideration, you're going to have 600,000 people. Says Ramosha, you don't take the entire city into consideration. You only take into consideration an area of Yud Beis Mil al Yud Beis Mil. And if you have 600,000 people in an area of Yud Beis Mil al Yud Beis Mil, then it's Rishus Rabin. Otherwise, it wouldn't be Rishus Rabin. He also has a discussion there that when we speak about the 600,000 people, do we think about the people that are on the road, or do the people have to be people in that, even if they're in the homes? So Ramosha comes up with the following approach. He says people who are in their homes aren't considered towards the 600,000 people. But you don't have to have all the people on one road. As long as you have people on the road, and the roads lead one road into the next, within that Yud Beis Mil, on Yud Beis Mil, that's enough to be considered towards the count of 600,000 people. So, in other words, the Beis Ephraim holds that as long as it's possible to have 600,000 people in a certain area, and it doesn't have to be limited to one Yud Beis Mil or Yud Beis Mil, it's enough to be considered a Rishus Rabim. According to Ramosha, you have to have 600,000 people outside an area of Yud Beis Mil or Yud Beis Mil to be considered a Rishus Rabim. And that's why when Ramosha was Machmer, Ramosha says this in a tshuva, in Eirechayim, Chelik Hei, Simen Lamed Gimel, I believe it's Simen Chav Ches, where Ramosha discusses Brooklyn, Flatbush, other areas of Brooklyn being a Rishus Rabim. So Ramosha discusses the challenges that there are to his opinion. So one of the challenges that there are to Ramosha's opinion is that in Europe, they had Erevin and all the big cities. Didn't the big cities have 600,000 people? So Ramosha says Warsaw, which everybody knows had an Erev, didn't have 600,000 people. And even Paris and London, if Ramosha says you have to have Yud Beis Mil or Yud Beis Mil to have 600,000 people in an area of Yud Beis Mil or Yud Beis Mil, particularly in older times, they didn't live in such congested area. And since they didn't live in such congested areas, even if you could have had 600,000 people in the entire town, but not in an area of Yud Beis Mil on Yud Beis Mil. The Divrei HaMalkiel is even more makel, and his opinion is that in order for an area to be considered a Rishus HaRabim, you have to have 600,000 people on one street. And to have 600,000 people all on one street, of course, is highly unlikely, and therefore you wouldn't have, according to Divrei HaMalkiel, very unlikely to have a Rishus HaRabim if a Rishus HaRabim requires 600,000 people. Ramanash Klai, in the Shailos HaTshuvos Mishnah Halachas, I want to quote exactly the Maror Mokhem for this tshuva. This is Chelek Ches Simen Kuf Aleph, has another reason to say that our cities are not considered Rishus Rabim. He says, since our streets have traffic lights and stop signs, which stop the flow of traffic, that is a reason that's not considered Rishus Rabim, because you can't have all 600,000 people moving down the road at the very same time. Ramosha disagrees, and he says just the opposite. He says the reason that you have stop signs and traffic lights is not to stop the traffic, it's actually to enhance traffic flow. And therefore, any controlling devices of the traffic don't serve the same purpose as gates, which prevents movement within the city. On the contrary, it enhances movement in the city, and since it enhances movement in the cities, it would only make that these cities should be considered a Rishus HaRabim. There's another very important factor which we will discuss, but I just want to mention it in determining if an area is to be considered a Rishus HaRabim, and that is if you don't have the streets going directly one to the other. It's interesting that even though it's well known the Chazon Ish was not a very big believer on Erevin, and the Chazon Ish himself did not rely on Erevin, even in a city like Bnei Brak, which certainly doesn't have 600,000 people. He was machmer that doesn't have to have 600,000 people in order to be considered a Rishus HaRabim. The Chazon Ish felt, however, that in order for a place to be considered a Rishus HaRabim is that all the streets have to lead one into the other. But if the streets crisscross, as our streets indeed do crisscross, he says that can't be considered a Rishus HaRabim. It's a very big chiddush of the Chazon Ish. The Mishnah Berurah disagrees with the Chazon Ish. The Mishnah Berurah says that this issue of the roads leading one into the other or not would only be a factor in a city that doesn't have, in a city that has a wall around it. But in a city that doesn't have a wall around it, then the fact how the streets are constructed are immaterial, and it could be considered a Rishus HaRabim, even if you take the lenient approach, as soon as you have 600,000 people. It's also interesting to point out that Rav Avadya Yosef, in the tshuva that I quoted earlier, in Chelek Yud Siman Lamed Gimel, takes the approach that we could rely on a Sfek Sfeika to certainly rely on a Rishus to make an Erev almost in any area that doesn't have, that even if you want to be machmer, that if it doesn't have 600,000 people, like the Rambam and the other Rishonim, that it should be considered a Rishus HaRabim, says Rav Avadya Yosef, as soon as you have a sex faker, we could be makel. So he explains that if you'll have a Tzuras HaPesach, or there are many Rishonim that hold that even a Rishus HaRabim, you could rely on a Tzuras HaPesach. So now, even if you'll take, he says, the stringent approach, it's a suffix. Does it have to have 600,000 people, or does it not have to have 600,000 people? And even if you hold that it doesn't have to have 600,000 people, but maybe a Tzuras HaPesach works for an area that's not a Rishus HaRabim, that's even a Rishus HaRabim D'oraisa. So he says that whenever you make an Erev with a Tzuras HaPesach, which as we're going to be learning in our Masechta, is the typical way Erevin are constructed, so therefore you already have a heter because you have a Sfek Sfeika that you could be makel, that it should be relied on to be a, what do you call it, it could be a, that's not considered a Rishus HaRabim. Another consideration that the Poskim discuss is that even in cities in which there are 600,000 people, typically those 600,000 people are not traveling by foot. They're traveling in cars. And the cars themselves have all of the characteristics of a Rishus HaYochid. And therefore the question comes up, do the people in the cars qualify to be considered towards the Rishus HaRabim? Again, Rav Nasha Klein's approach is that the people in the cars can't be considered towards the Rishus HaRabim because they're traveling in an independent Rishus HaYochid. However, Rav Moshe doesn't agree with that. And the reason Rav Moshe doesn't agree with it is because, again, we have to go back to what is the point of the 600,000 people. The point of the 600,000 people, as we quoted earlier, and actually, I saw that the Klozen Megaro Rebbe, in that shuva that I mentioned earlier, quotes a Chedushe Haran. The Chedushe Haran is a Masech to Shabbos, Dav Vav Amadeiz. The Chiddush I ran over there says, quoting the Ra, that the numbers are not what is what counts. What's significant in this discussion, says the Ran, is we have to look at the place. Is it a public place? Is it a place of much activity? If it's a place of much activity, then it's Rosh Hashanah. The specific number isn't what is what counts. And with that, we could explain Tysus' question also. Tysus says, "The why is the number 600,000 a significant number?" Tysus asks that we know in the Midbar, if we really take the count of everybody that was in the Midbar, there were far more than 600,000 people. The answer is, says the Klaus Midbar Rebbe, that doesn't really depend on a count. It depends, do we have a very public area? Does it feel like Rosh Hashanah? And if it feels like Rosh Hashanah, then the number, if it's 600,000 or a million, doesn't become the significant factor to consider. And therefore, says Ramesh, on the contrary, the fact, yes, you have people traveling in cars, but that doesn't change the fact that there's a lot of traffic. And it doesn't change the fact that there are a lot of people. And when you have a lot of traffic and you have a lot of people, you have a Rosh Hashanah, says Ramesh. And therefore, Ramesh took that opinion that the areas of Brooklyn, Flatbush particularly, all of Brooklyn, he considered Rosh Hashanah Dereisa.